You can become whoever you want. It is so easy to change your identity. Your self-concept is everything. I teach so many different techniques on manifesting, but the single most important thing that you need to work on before you focus all your energy on manifesting specific blessings or material possessions is your self-concept. Your beliefs about yourself, about what you believe to be true about your life, to be true about you, things that you expect to receive. This is what creates your reality. If you have a belief, if you have a self-concept that contradicts something else that you're trying to manifest, then you won't be able to manifest that thing. It doesn't matter how many techniques you try, how many YouTube videos you watch, how many coaches you work with, how many therapists you talk to, you're not going to be able to manifest any specific thing until you have looked at the self-concept behind it. Reprogramming your self-concept is so easy. You can do it in three simple steps. The first step is the brain dump. The second step is selection and replacement. And the third step is reintegration. Now, I teach this in depth in the Rewired Play Shop, but I wanted to give a quick little overview of the steps. So if you haven't joined the course yet, this will be a great introduction to help you start changing that self-concept today. The first step is the brain dump. This is where you're going to literally write out all of your beliefs. So this is my journal. If you're listening on the podcast, I'm basically holding up a 5-subject college ruled notebook. All right. Get a journal or have some sort of notebook. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, but you're going to dedicate this large notebook to your inner work, to working on your self-concept, upgrading your self-concept, which will upgrade every other area of your life, all right? So invest in yourself, get a big notebook. By the end of that notebook, you should be miles ahead from where you are now. This is going to be an ongoing journey. Don't expect to go through this process one time and then have a huge result. Like, it's probably going to take some repetition. It's probably going to take you a few times before you start to feel that shift happening. So get yourself a big notebook, get comfortable, get your favorite pen, and start to write out all of your beliefs about yourself, all of your beliefs about your situation, your life, your skills, your talents, your challenges, anything about yourself, whether it's external or internal, write it all out on a piece of paper. Don't overthink it too much. Just give yourself at least 10-15 minutes to just dump out everything that's on your mind. Don't expect all of the thoughts to be bad. Some of them are going to be good. Some of them are going to be neutral. Some of them are going to be a little bit more undesirable. But in this step, you're not picking and choosing. You're just writing out everything that's on your mind. If you're having trouble coming up with any specific beliefs, then try breaking it down by area. So try breaking it down by career, friendships, romance, health, body, family, luxury, abundance. Break it up into as many areas as you can, and then that'll help prompt your brain to come up with more beliefs. Because trust me, they're there. Just because you can't think of them all at once doesn't mean they're not there. You just have never put this kind of attention on it before. So of course, it may take a little bit. It may take you a few days or even a couple weeks to go through the process of just spilling everything. Like, you're essentially unloading this huge backpack that you've been adding stuff to your entire life. It's heavy, and it may take a while to get everything out that needs to be gotten out. And once you do, it's really, really important to sit with that for a moment and process everything that just happened. Don't judge yourself. There's nothing wrong with you. And anything that stresses you out or is a concern to you, we're gonna get to it. We're gonna fix that too. But for now, just sit with it. Let it all spill out. Make sure that your backpack is empty before you move on to the next step. The second step is selection and replacement. So once you've given yourself enough time and space to process everything that just happened in step number one, you're going to go in. Maybe you can have some fun with this and get different colored pens or highlighters. And you're going to go through each belief, each statement that you wrote down, and you're going to evaluate whether or not it's an ultimate truth for you. And whether or not you want to bring this specific belief into your new self-concept. This is essentially going to be the blueprint for the next step and for building our new self-concept. So make sure to only choose the ones that you really want to keep. Once you've decided the ones that you want to take with you, then you're going to go back and replace the ones that you don't want to take with you. You don't want to just leave them there and ignore them. You have to transmute them. You have to alchemize them. You have to reprogram them. You're going to have to go through each of the beliefs and replace them with a new upgraded belief that you're going to take with you. That way, whenever you have this limiting belief come up again, you've already done the work of reprogramming it and you already have that new belief. So it'll be a lot more automatic for you to embody this new self-concept and truly feel it because you've already worked through everything that needs to be worked through. I actually already made a video that explains the 6-step process that you'll go through in order to reprogram a limiting belief or reprogram negativity, something like that. I'll link it right here so you can watch it, and that'll help you with that step. And then step number 3 is reintegration. This is where your discipline and motivation is going to come in, because at this point you already have a new list. You've selected the beliefs that you want to keep. You've reprogrammed the limiting beliefs, and now you go on a new piece of paper, new section, and you write out your new self-concept. You write out all the beliefs that are relevant, all the beliefs that matter to you, and the type of identity that you want to carry forward. Before we can see any changes in our results, any changes in how we actually feel about something, we need to first decide the change we want to make, and then we need to keep showing up until our mind truly feels that this is a possibility and this is a reality that we are actually in. Then your feelings will start to catch on and you'll think, oh wow, now I actually feel more confident, but it took me 3 months of reintegrating a new self-concept in order for me to actually feel that way. So it could take a little bit longer for you to actually start to feel the effects of your new self-concept, but you will feel the effects as long as you stay persistent. Remember, it's like growing in the background. I've talked about this before, but it's all about the law of gestation. There is a time that a woman is pregnant, and then there is the time that the baby's actually born. So because the baby hasn't shown up yet, it doesn't mean that the woman's not gonna have the baby. It's just taking time to develop and grow. It's the same thing for your new self-concept. It's your baby. It's growing, it's developing. You're not gonna see it until you see it. And you have to stay persistent. At this point, it's really helpful to create A short list of affirmations, maybe 5, 10 affirmations maximum. So look at the new list of your self-concept and see if there's any patterns or similarities. From there, you should be able to create a few affirmations that you can repeat over and over again that will remind you of the complete new self-concept that you're creating. If you have a self-concept that touches on so many areas of your life, focus on reprogramming the area that is going to make the biggest difference first. Then you can focus on the other areas. And oftentimes when we solve the biggest thing, the other things kind of solve themselves because it was the big thing that was causing the little things to happen. So focus on that one big thing that is most important to you and then go from there. I wanted to remind you, since I am celebrating my birthday week, I wanted to have a huge sale. You can use the code in the description to get 50% off all programs. 50. I know, it's crazy. But as I said before, if you're interested in taking this process and applying it deeply, going through a step-by-step program that walks you through it, and then also have support from me, I invite you to check out the Rewired Play Shop course. It's the perfect introduction to inner work and manifestation. So with that being said, let me know in the comments if you have any requests for content or any questions about what I talked about today. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye! Mwah.